Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The man who likes to leave reviews on Yelp and other things, comments for companies when we burned our hands off with the Kansas City Steaks that he sent us because there wasn't a proper dry ice label in our package. He wrote them. He likes to do these things. It makes you feel good, Al. Am I characterizing that correctly?
Yeah, I like to do it on Yelp or on Google. I also do very positive things, too. Like, I sent my mom flowers recently for her birthday, and my mom sent me the pic of them. They were over and above what I thought they were going to be, so I left a very positive review on flower shop.
Yeah, so it's not just negative. Yeah, both sides.
I have to be blown away either way.
Okay. Now, what about TripAdvisor? Have you left any TripAdvisor reviews when you go on vacation?
No. I still tend to go to Yelp or Google.
Okay. So TripAdvisor got a very interesting review on the Palms in Turks and Caicos. So in December 2020, a family went to the Palms in Turks and Caicos, and a guy wrote a review. And he gave a one-star review, which is rare for this place. It's on Grace Bay in Turks and Caicos, is where I was in the water with Randy Moss. It's a beautiful place. Wonderful resorts there. So you see a one-star review for a place like this, it stands out. So he goes on to say, my wife and I went to this resort. Beautiful resort. Water, sand, pool, and service, amazing. We had such a good time that I, the husband, decided to fly home to get our son Tom so he can enjoy it also. Now you're thinking, how is this a one-star review, right? This is going wonderfully. He even loved it so much he went back to get his son. All right, well, he says, when I returned, things seemed awkward. My wife eventually told me that she went to a massage while I was picking up our son, and the masseuse seduced her and spent the night with her. I am not blaming the resort for this. This is my wife's fault. But just know that this is the thing that can happen at this resort. Oof. So this guy,
he's got to look in the mirror.
So you're going that route, huh?
He's obviously got some shortcomings.
That's an interesting take on that. I mean, you don't know anything that's going on.
First chance he gets, he's gone.
I suppose. I mean, you could look at it that way. But, I mean, doesn't like the, you know, the response to that, the real response to that is if she had issues with him in that manner, you talk it out. You try to work on it. You don't, first chance you get, go sleep with the masseuse. You say, hey, I'm not happy in that area. Let's do something about this, right? Wouldn't that be the answer? So you're telling me, now I hate to do this, but let's do it. You're telling me the same situation happens to you. You're blaming yourself for that?
For sure, 100%.
You would.
You don't know who you're going in to rub down and how excited they'll get.
I mean, my goodness. Well, I guess you got to give her credit for coming clean right away. Like, they could have gone on with their lives, and she would have held on to that for the rest of time. But she just came clean. The second he came back with the son, she was like, ah, by the way, this happened.
Yeah, and I'm not buying that. It was like, you know, he seduced me. I couldn't help myself. You know, come on.
You never know. It was a massage therapist.
Yeah, but, I mean, this was like such a cool, calm, and collected review. Like, it's not the resort's fault. But I just want to let people know that the masseuse might sleep with your wife.
Yeah, but he also gave the resort a one.
He did, because this
it's
happened.
It's not the, result, the resort's fault, though. You can't give it a one.
But when you see a one, you read it.
Sure.
So,
right. And
I
then,
think that was the point.
Like, I think a lot of wives will be like, hey, why don't we go
to the Palms in Turks and Caicos?
You don't mind if I get a massage, do you?
Yeah, I'm just going to get a massage.
Get a man massage.
I mean, this poor guy, you know, he's got this wonderful vacation. Everything is beautiful. He's loving it. Hey, I'm going to go up and get the sun and bring him back. And then all of a sudden your life is in shambles because of the masseuse at the resort. Not a good one. Well, anyway, hopefully the Palms can recover from this. This actually might even be good pub.
Yeah,
for
this is a good thing.
This is one of those good publicity things,
right?
Because I don't believe in the all publicity is good publicity.
Correct.
But this is one of those good publicity things that doesn't, on the surface, necessarily look like good publicity.
And note to the wives: just zip the lip. Nobody knows nothing.
No, but I don't subscribe to that.
Well, do you think? I didn't hear the whole thing. Did the wife tell the husband happened?
Yeah. No, she did. As soon as he came back with the son, he said things seemed awkward, and eventually she came clean and said, hey, while you were gone, I slept with the masseuse.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, by the way. Hey, honey, why are you limping? Did you fall?
Now, if he goes to get a massage, are they even?
That's an interesting thing. That is an interesting question, but now you have to have two slime ball masseuses that work at that resort that are willing to have sex with the clients, not just one rogue masseuse.
Well, the real question is, did she give a big tip?
Yeah, well, I think he did. But yeah, I mean, if you're that masseuse, I would love to know about that masseuse too. Like, is this a one-time thing? Like, and he broke protocol for this particular woman? Or is this just what he does?
Or did he say to the woman, would you like a little extra?
Maybe. But apparently, this was not like he went to the room. Like, he stayed in a room. I don't know if there was, like, a different places he gets a massage or he goes to the room or what. But he, like, apparently he spent the night there.
Oh, okay.
Yes, this was more of a real serious situation.
Yeah.
I'd love to talk to that guy.
Huge tip.
How many times has this gone on?
This is just the tip.
Do you float this idea out during the massage? Do you wait for them to come to you? Like, what is the protocol here, you know, when this happens?
Hilarious.
that's straight out of an adult film. You're right, Eddie.
Right. Either that or the pizza guy.
Oh, ridiculous. Anyway, hopefully that family's okay. Let's go to Tim in New Jersey. What's going on, Tim? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Before I get to my point, did they confirm that was a male masseuse? Did you ever think of that?
Yeah, it's interesting.
They have not. It does not. Yeah, it does not say it in there. And it just says the masseuse seduced her and spent the night with her. It does not say male or female.
Well, then that's a whole nother conversation.
Right. That's a different kettle of fish there, Tim. But I was sort of making assumptions there. You're right.
But, yeah, so as far as coaches, who is more likely to rip their shirt off after their first NFL victory, Rob Salah or Dan Campbell?
Definitely Dan Campbell.
Yeah. After we heard from Dan Campbell yesterday, there's no doubt about it. I mean, he may bite the head off a rooster after his first victory. I mean, that guy, I would be shocked if he is anywhere near normal in his tenure with the Detroit Lions.
This could be. Remember when Marty Morningwig was the head coach of the Lions?
Oh, God, yeah.
And he rode his motorcycle out to practice?
Yeah.
Now, something else happened there, too. Something else.
With Marty Morningwig?
Yes.
Well, they were terrible. I remember that. There was a miserable football team. But
that was a whack. That was under Matt Millen, that whole thing. And that was wacky times in Detroit.
Yeah. Well, there's a guy in Greg Knapp on this staff with the Jets who had that screaming match with T.O. You can go and look at that.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many issues arise. This is a high-energized, competitive field. And in the midst of a game, a lot of people do a lot of stupid things because that anxiety, you're not the person you are out of uniform.
Sure.
You are not the person you are standing on the sideline if you're a coach.
I got you. Yeah.
Off the field. But once you're on the field, everything changes. Everybody becomes a maniac. You have to understand that. And some people are controllable and some people aren't.
Let's go to Ricky in Bergen County. What's going on, Ricky?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right, Ricky. What's happening?
Hey, guys. Listen, I deliver pizzas, and this has happened to me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. More than once. It's an amazing thing. Your screener just asked me if I indulge, and I said, no, I can't, you know. I'm married, you know, but, you know, it's just the opportunity was there, and it's just my conscience couldn't let me do it, you know.
Wow, Ricky. So you must be a very strikingly handsome man if you've gotten offers multiple times for sex when you're just delivering pizzas.
Well, I don't know. You guys have met me. I met you guys at the softball game, but anyway, I don't know if that. It's just, I don't know.
What were the women like? I mean, were you attracted to these women? Was something that if you were single, you would have gone through with?
Well, the one girl asked me to come back after work, you know, and then the other one asked me if I'd like to come in, you know.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
so. The pizza guy.
I'll tell you what. Now, were these older women or were they younger women? Like, how would you?
They were older than me, and I'm 55.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I see. Okay, so maybe a little lonely or something like that. Yeah. You never know. But you know who would partake in it? Like, the Big Zoo was a pizza delivery man.
Oh my goodness!
And he had those opportunities. He would make the most of them,
without a doubt.
Right? Yes.
I mean, he would be. He'd roll in there with those garlic knots, and he'd have a good time. I'm telling you, there's no doubt about it. Big Zoo's here, by the way.
Oh, I just saw him.
Yeah, yes. I just saw him. Wow.
Bro, what did you do with those garlic knots? Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. So I guess we're assuming that it was just like a sexual transaction. Like, maybe, I don't know, maybe these women were like, hey, can we have a date, too, on top of that? I get to know you. And if I get to know you, maybe a glass of wine, next thing you know, one thing leads to another. I don't know. But that's something.
Your former producer is an Uber Eats driver now. I wonder if any of that.
If he ever got propositioned?
Yeah. Not that he would do anything about
no,
it.
No, he wouldn't. No, he would
but
not.
But if he ever felt like someone was trying to seduce him.
Yeah, I will text him that, actually, to figure that. Because he's a young guy, good-looking guy. He's in shape, you know?
He's fun.
Yeah, you got to get to know him first. I mean, at first glance, he's very awkward. And he has all those tics that he's got going on, or strange, like, the OCD things that he does that when you first get to know him and you don't realize that, like, that's a part of his life,
yes.
You're like, you know, it takes you back. And then you realize this is part of his life. You know?
I've worked with somebody like that.
Yeah.
Like,
and then you purposely do the things that set him off.
Well, the coughing. Yeah. He has to echo cough every time you cough. So.
And you guys did that on purpose.
Yeah. I would do that if he was on the air, I would just go, and he'd go, and he couldn't help himself. Yeah, and I told you the first time that Chernoff ever met him, right, was when they were both in the bathroom. And at that point in his life, this man's name is Mike Bisegli. I love the guy. Produced a show. He's out of the business now. Does a podcast. It's very funny. It's called Mike Delivers. But the first time Chernoff met him, Mike had an OCD thing where he would have to hit his wallet against the bathroom door multiple times before he could leave. In good, like, mental state. So he goes and Chernoff's in there, you know, and he washes his hands, he leaves. So then Mike's there going, knocking his wallet against the door. And Chernoff's sitting there washing his hands, looking at him do this. And then he goes, that's not good. I don't know what that is, but I know that's not good. So he actually got over that one quick because of the embarrassment of having to do it in front of Chernoff. So he was able to mentally get over that one.
Right.
And, like, not to make light of these things. I know people have very serious issues. But we did, like, he has worked very hard at them, and he lives a normal life.
What I'm laughing at is I'm laughing at Chernoff's response to it.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
No, that's not good.
That's not good.
Mr. Yeah. Sensitive.
Yes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards?
Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Well, your new Jets head coach, Rob Saleh, doing the rounds. He had his video press conference yesterday. Was with Carton and Robert yesterday on The Fan, and then he joined you guys earlier this morning around 8:10 or so. And one thing that definitely caught my ear was when he was discussing how he handled himself in the interview.
I was doing my best not to tell each individual team what they wanted to hear and telling them more of what I felt needed to happen.
And he really got a welcome to New York. Yesterday was kind of a puff piece. Everybody was, hey, nice to have you here in New York. Great, good luck. He really got grilled by G this morning.
I remember that Miles Austin dated Kim Kardashian. You ever talk to him about that?
No.
And that was that. Also,
hey, he's lying, protecting his friend.
He probably was.
He's got all the details about that, and one day I'm going to hear him.
I know a lot of people also enjoyed this question.
Did anybody give you any sort of indication that the last time the Jets introduced a head coach, it was a stone disaster?
No. No one referenced the past.
No. And it wouldn't be a complete interview if we didn't go over lifestyle.
I was just curious what you use to shave your head and how often, because on game day it looks terrific.
There you go. We got all the answers today that we for the pressing questions.
That's what happens when he does 50 interviews before he comes on with you.
I couldn't agree with you more. Very well done. So you can hear the whole thing at WFAN.com, if not now, very soon. Also, the Lions had introduced Dan Campbell yesterday. Enough of him. And the Eagles hired Colts offensive coordinator Nick Sirianni as their new head coach. Sunday afternoon, Packers and Bucks. Here's Bruce Arians looking forward to the game at Lambeau.
The history of the place. I think they're great fans. It's always been a joy to go coach there just because of the history of the game.
Except, as Boomer pointed out, except when they're losing and the fans don't show up and they play in Milwaukee. Here's Tom Brady. Nothing easy about it.
I know the kind of team they are and what they're capable of. They've got a great offense, one of the best in the league.
And for Brady, if he can win, he can get his team to the Super Bowl, his new team, in Tampa, their home stadium. He would be the first quarterback on the first team to do that. We did find out from the NFL that there will be 22,000 fans at Super Bowl 55. 7,500 will be vaccinated healthcare workers that are getting free tickets to the game.
And there's no bad matchup for Super Bowl
55. Not with these four teams. You're not kidding.
No.
Absolutely,
I mean,
not.
No matter what the configuration is, you got four of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Storylines out the yin yang there,
Boomer. That's exactly right. So for those of us at CBS who worked the Super Bowl this year, this is a great championship weekend. It really is.
No question. Here is Andy Reid, Chiefs-Bills, Sunday evening on CBS. A couple of the themes here have been Patrick Mahomes and his health. He did take first-team reps yesterday. He's still in protocol, the concussion protocol, but it, by all indications, looks like he's going to play. Another theme around Kansas City is Eric Bieniemy, who has not gotten a head coaching job yet. Reid certainly in his corner.
Everybody knows what I think of Eric and what kind of head coach I think he'd be, and maybe the best thing I can tell you is I hope he goes to the NFC when he has that opportunity.
And he says he's got one great quality for sure.
One of the few people I've come across that has the leadership skills that he has, the ability to lead men in this crazy game that we're in.
Right now, though, his focus is on Buffalo for the AFC title game. And the Washington football team reportedly going to promote Jennifer King to a full-time offensive assistant. Will make her the first black woman to be a full-time coach in the NFL. The Knicks are playing good basketball. Three straight wins now as they are 8-8. They beat the Warriors 119-104, and your guy R.J. Barrett had himself a solid night.
Another turnover by Curry.
Wow, that's five.
You got numbers if they hurry.
Randall sets up Barrett off the hesitation. He lays it in.
Yeah, lays it in. Part of his 28
yes!
points Yeah, absolutely. Knicks back to 500. Here was Barrett. The team put up 40 points in the first quarter.
I think we just, you know, we came out aggressively. We had a really good practice yesterday, a really good shoot around. We came in focused.
And that was Barrett.
What's amazing is that if the playoffs started this week, the Knicks would be the sixth seed and the Nets would be the five seed.
If the playoffs started today, 16 games.
Right.
All the way up to the sixth seed, huh?
Yeah, and you know the interesting thing is we got R.J. Barrett and New Orleans got Zion Williamson. The Knicks have a better record than New Orleans.
Yeah, okay. For right now and 16 games this season.
Can't we just, like, enjoy this?
Yeah, no, go ahead. No, enjoy
point
it.
Point all these things out?
Sure. While you can point them out.
If you could have either player right now, which one you want?
Oh, Zion Williamson. I mean, come on. Here's one thing I've said before. I will continue to say it. How bad of a head coach was David Fizdale?
It's not even close.
Because we now have two examples of the team getting exponentially better when Mike Miller took over after he got fired. And then this, what we're seeing from Tom Thibodeau.
True.
David Fizdale's got to be the biggest dummy whoever was a head coach in the NBA with the way that that team played as compared to the way that they're playing now.
Well, I believe they hired him here because of relationships that he had with players that he was an assistant coach with and to try to attract players to come here.
God.
That doesn't mean he knows how to run a basketball team. I know one thing. Thibodeau is going to make sure that they play defense and that they hustle. And the fact that they are a 500 basketball team right now, I mean, that's a testament to the players first and foremost. There's no question about that. They have to buy into what the coach is saying. But it's also a testament to really the coach having credibility with those players. Now, when he got hired here, a lot of his former players said that he was a terrific coach. They gave him high marks for everything, and it's starting to show itself on the basketball court. Now, whether or not he can handle the rest of the season and they can stay around 500, this could be really one of the better stories in the league. Maybe he gets coach of the year if it continues.
I know this isn't new, but I'm searching David Fizdale to see if he's in the league right now.
No, he's not. He's on ESPN.
Yeah.
And the photos come up with him and his wife, and there is one, I swear to God, it's Al's twin.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
Scary.
You know, when he has the hair, no, but as a bald man with the glasses on, and kind of the way Al has the midnight shadow going right now.
Yeah, it's him.
Oh, my God.
You know, I didn't realize how much hair David Fizdale actually has until I saw him on TV.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that would shave for the sake of the look, not shave because he, you know, had no hair on his head.
Right.
Yeah, interesting.
Here is Thibs. He likes what he's got from this young group.
I love our young guys, and particularly with their attitude and their approach.
And that's half the battle right there. Julius Randle, 16 points, 17 rebounds, 9 assists. Mitchell Robinson, 18 and 8. Elfrid Payton had 15. Draymond Green ejected in this game for yelling at James Wiseman, not the official. The official later had to apologize, as we hear from Steve Kerr.
Ben Taylor came out and told me that it was a mistake, that he didn't realize that John Butler didn't realize that Draymond was yelling at his teammate. He thought he was yelling at him.
Yes, and it was his second technical foul, and he was tossed. See ya. The Lakers beat the Bucks 113-106. Jazz over the Pelicans 129-118. And the Islanders dropped the Devils 4-1. You had Scott Wedgwood in goal for New Jersey because Mackenzie Blackwood put on the COVID list and did not play. Rangers and Penguins from Pittsburgh tonight. And Penn State beat Rutgers 75-67. And with that, moment of the day. And this one goes back to the Boomer gift with the faux gras from Boomer's friend Joe G.
So Joe called me up and gave me a whole education on faux gras. He's like, so what they really do with it is, you know, it's the liver. You know, it's the liver. That's the liver delicacy. What they do here, it's a pate. What you got is a pate. So you got a pate. You spread it on bread or you do whatever the F you want with it. It was great. Huh? And then I'll go, huh? And then you got to respond, huh? And I grunt back at him, huh? That phone call is one of my favorite phone calls ever. He is unbelievable. He's one of my favorite people on earth.
Yes.
And then, like, he'll just stop and then he'll ask you a quick question. You're like, just to keep you on your toes. Like, he'll be like, so the foie gras with all of this, so you understand what you're doing. How was your Christmas? I'm like, whoa. I said, no, it's good. How about yours? He's like, I got the one daughter here, I got the one daughter there. I said, F yous all, no Christmas. laughing so hard.
That is so him, man. Oh, my God.
There you go, guys. Moment of the day. NFL picks coming up next.
That's right. And we only have two of them. So this is going to go quickly. And by the way, that is the great Joe of Citarella. Wonderful Citarella that we love so much. If you like foie gras pate, go and get yourself one at your local Citarella.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
All right, so divisional playoff weekend. I punted one of my picks. I took a loss. And the other three games, I went 2-1, so 2-2 on the week. Jerry Recco went 2-2. Boomer needs a bounce back week and championship weekend because he went 0-4 last week on divisional playoff weekend after a 5-1 wild card weekend. So here we go. Championship Sunday picks are brought to you by OddsTrader.com, where the pros go to handicap. By Solo Stove, smokeless portable fire pits at solostove.com. And by PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets. WFN reminds you, if you or you know someone with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
All right, here we go. We got two games for you. We start with the early game and the old guys. They got to be in bed early. You got Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers at home against the ageless Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Green Bay -3.5.
Now, I know you guys on the NFL today love to stick with your Super Bowl picks as long as you can. It's a source of pride. You guys talk about this on TV. About week 6 or 7, I said here and then on many of these Facebook lives that we did for CBS that it's Packers. It's the Packers in the NFC. It's Packers or bust. So although Tampa Bay looks better than they have all season long going into this game, and Tom Brady does not look like an old quarterback, and the way that he has played so far in the postseason is amazing, and it's Tom Brady and he's the GOAT in the playoffs and everything else, I can't get off the Packers. And I can't get off the Packers because of Aaron Rodgers. And there was that stat that you read from your pack of stats last week with the Aaron Rodgers against the number one defense and how he doesn't perform. Well, hell, he performed against the Rams' number one defense. I know Aaron Donald wasn't 100%, but still, he was great. This team is destined to go back to the Super Bowl. It's been too long now for Aaron Rodgers to get back there. This is about Aaron Rodgers. This is about Green Bay's journey. The Buccaneers have done a nice job, but it is over. The Packers are going to the Super Bowl.
That kind of sounds like you made it about yourself and, you know, making the picks about the Packers back in week six.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, you do the same thing, by the way, all the time.
It's not like you made it about
yourself.
Yeah,
but only when you're right, and I do the same thing. So I took that from you. When you're right, we hear about it. When you're wrong, we don't. Josh Allen and Dwayne Haskins. All right, anyway, go ahead.
All right. Yeah, but how about Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, you were right about that.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I agree with you, and one of the reasons I agree with you is because what I saw from the Packers last week, you know, this team was pushed around by Rob Saleh's defense last year in the NFC Championship game, was
Salah.
It not?
Salah, actually.
Salah. Was it not?
Yes, it was.
Well, it's not going to get pushed around by the Tampa Bay defense, I can tell you that right now. And the reason for that, I know how great Aaron Rodgers is, but they run the freaking ball, man. They have three running backs that sledgehammer it up in there, and this tells me how just how physical they become under Matt LaFleur on offense. Their defense has got an underrated secondary that two guys that probably should have been all pro. I'm going to go with the Packers. They're going to cover, I think, 27-23, and they go back to the Super Bowl.
You know, once upon a time, Joe Montana went from San Francisco to Kansas City and didn't get over the hump with the Chiefs. Brady does. Bucks win. Bucks will be in the Super Bowl in their home stadium. Tampa Bay. I'll take the Bucks. Oh, game number two. The two young guys, Patrick Mahomes, we do expect to be on the field. Not official yet, but we expect that. Kansas City at home against Josh Allen and the Bills. Chiefs giving up a field goal.
I'm also going to make this about me because I've seen lots of Chiefs games because of knockout pools, and I'm allowed to pick the same team every week in these knockout pools. It's one of those knockout pools. So there's a lot of Chiefs. I mean, they were 15-1. You pick a lot of Chiefs. So you watch a lot of Chiefs games. And I had too much heartburn and agita with the Chiefs this year. And this is why I actually ended up picking the Browns to cover last week, because they played too many close games. I mean, I saw them almost lose to the Atlanta Falcons, for crying out loud, at home. And now you're going to tell me that Patrick Mahomes might not be 100%, and you're running into this buzzsaw of the Buffalo Bills, whose defense looked better than it ever has this entire year, just last week against Baltimore. I understand what Boomer's going to say. Hey, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, different situation. You're right. You are right about this. But I believe that this is next step time for the Buffalo Bills. It is a great story. I love the story. The Chiefs just did it last year. They're going to fall short. Buffalo is going to the bleeping Super Bowl. It's going to be Packers and Bills on CBS.
Oh, you're funny. You're really funny. You know, Patrick Mahomes had an unbelievable first half against the Cleveland Browns last week. He was on his way to 450 yards passing and five touchdowns before he got hurt. And then, of course, they had a limp in and their defense showed up and they stopped Baker Mayfield and a couple of questionable calls by Kevin Stefanski. On the other side of the coin, you know, when they turned that game on in Buffalo last week, between Buffalo and Baltimore, and I saw those flags, that wasn't a breeze. That was a wind chill, and a wind shear is what it was. And it really affected both quarterbacks last week. More so Lamar Jackson, because he's not a great thrower of the ball. But you know what? It was just an awful, awful situation. Again, that's not going to be the case in Kansas City. I don't believe. I'm not sure that it's going to be all that windy. The fact that Patrick Mahomes is playing, the fact that they will get going here, and the fact that the Buffalo defense isn't that great. They're good. They're not great. I think the Chiefs are going back to the Super Bowl. High-scoring game as both quarterbacks play great. 35-30 Chiefs.
I am with you, Boomer. I am taking Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. The only thing I'm going to say is if anything happens and he's not starting on Sunday, changing my pick right before game time.
No. We've been over this before.
Why?
I remember it was last year, and I had picked the Lions. We were in a tight race for first place.
Oh, here we go.
And
I
picked the
Lions.
No, I'm bringing this up, this example. Yeah. I picked the Lions, and nobody knew that Matthew Stafford was going to play. They ended up starting David Blow, and you guys told me that I couldn't change my pick.
Yeah, I don't think I was in on that conversation.
Oh, yes, you were. I had the receipts, Jerry.
All right, well, I'll take the Chiefs minus three. It will be the Chiefs and the Bucks. It will be Brady and Mahomes. And it will be the changing of the guard.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. I remember I was actually, I think I might have been on vacation, too. And I was, like, texting you guys. And I was like, this is nonsense. I can't believe you're not letting me change this pick. Matthew Stafford wasn't even on the injury report. And then he was out with some sort of weird back injury that nobody even knew about. So you got to stick with your picks is the bottom line. What is CBS rooting for?
I would think anything. Oh, God, it's all Mahomes. Four guys are great. I would think Mahomes and Brady or Mahomes and Rodgers. Just simply because of the name recognition and everything else, you know. But like I said, you're not going to get a bad matchup anywhere because there are great stories. And Josh Allen is a superstar now.
Yeah, so the biggest TV markets left.
To me, it would be Brady. Brady, and Mahomes, right, Jerry?
I would think Kansas City, Tampa is the biggest one. And then the close second is Green Bay, Kansas City.
Yeah, it's close, though. There really isn't a situation where CBS will be disappointed.
So. That's what I was saying earlier.
Are there 2 weeks again?
Yes, 2 weeks. Right.
So Tony Romo's got some time to learn the rules.
Wow, Ted, you are unbelievable.
Coming right back.
Gosh.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.